This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Welcome to the second hour of the show. And you know, Uti, on every after Wednesday, we do have Umlambo and Associates, and they're with us, Namhlanje. And this morning, we do have Ukiya. She goes by the name of Kia Oleboha. Hopefully, I'm pronouncing the name correct. Kia Oleboha Molefe. Kia, thank you so much for joining us on Ivukubangene Breakfast Show this morning.
Thank you for having me this morning. Good morning to you and your listeners.
In fact, I should have said Kia Oleboha for joining us. Really appreciate ukubakhona kwakho namhlanje. Kia, before we start, Kia, ngengezwe indaba ezimnandi. I don't know, man. I think Othembela should also come in here because I had like good news that you guys actually celebrating 2 years.
Oh, yes. That's
awesome, Ben. Tell us more about that. How was it like? Were you there at the beginning, Kia, or you joined the guys later?
Let me allow OT to give you the journey from the beginning.
Okay. OT?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, so the good news is that we are celebrating our second birthday on the 1st of November. So on socials, LinkedIn, Instagram, and TikTok, we've already started celebrating. It is a big week for us. We are so happy. So our journey started many, many years ago, actually, at a different firm. So our firm is a breakaway firm from a firm that Ndombi was a part of, and it was a director at that firm, and she created her own firm and her own legacy, and that is now today Mlambo and Associates, which is turning 2. So within these 2 years, we've grown a lot. We've grown in size as a team. Some of us have been there from the beginning, and some of us joined as the firm has grown. Gia joined, I think, when did you join last year? Around April, last year, April. Wow. Yeah, so she's been with us for over a year now. So it's been exciting. So please ask your listeners to come celebrate with us.
Definitely.
On socials, wish us a happy birthday.
I was just about to ask, where are we celebrating?
We are having a celebration later on in November. Last year, we had a celebration on the 7th of November, a launch party where we were introducing our firm to the public after we've gained traction with our work and just to become a name that's known in the legal space.
Wow.
But this year, we're not having a public party. It is going to be in Ndombi this year.
Must be nice.
We're not having a party this year. But yes, please do come celebrate with us on socials.
On social media. Now, man, wish you nothing but the best. I know 2 years is the longest time, and it shows Uguti Ngempela you can be trusted as Umlambo Attorneys, Uguti Nirele, your clients. And happy birthday, man, in advance, and hopefully you'll be celebrating Gabnand.
Thank you.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Right. Today, Velege, we are speaking about e-workplace bullying and harassment. And you can tell Uguti, yintengekho le Mlambo, because they are still together as a family and ba celebrate kamnandi. Maybe if you ungasilandisa nje, Kia, if you can take us back to the meaning of e-workplace bullying and harassment, what exactly are we speaking about?
Yeah, so workplace bullying and harassment, maybe let me start here. It's entrenched in our constitution, which gives us a right to dignity and equality before the law. So there are many other laws that protect these two principles that are in our legislation. One, it's in the Employment Equity Act, which prohibits harassment as a form of unfair discrimination, and employers can be held liable for failing to take the necessary steps to address it. Here, there's a recent judgment. It's with the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Kia? Okay, I think we might have lost Ukiya. Let me just check if siyakwazi ukumthola.
I
8 minutes before nine. Welcome to Vukubanga in the Breakfast Show. I think the technical issues there, minor technical issues, but let's go back to Kia. Kia, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Yeah, so I was going through the case law. Yes, and then we have another side. So the courts have emphasized that bullying, harassment, and the employer not taking reasonable steps can be seen as a breach of their duty to take precautions, and victims have been successful. But we have another case that says that a managerial style that requires firm performance and instructs employees to meet their deadlines, is not necessarily bullying if it's done in a respectful way and without evidence. And that is the Russell versus Aspen Pharmacy case. And other remedies that an employee can have is the labor laws want there to be reconciliation between the employer and the employee. So your first point of reference should be an internal grievance. And then only if that internal grievance fails you, then can you take it up to the CCMA, the labor court, or issue out protection orders in the magistrate courts, or even lay criminal charges. But your first point of reference will be an internal grievance, unless it's of such an grievous nature that you have to take it to, obviously, the courts.
Yes.
And then what the employers rather should ensure is that they develop and communicate clear policies to implement zero tolerance against harassment. They must conduct trainings to their employees as well as their managers so that all the parties can recognize, prevent, and respond to harassment. They also have an obligation to investigate any allegations promptly and without bias or prejudice towards any party. So in summary, in South Africa, there's a robust framework to combat workplace bullying and harassment, which emphasizes on protection of the employees' dignity and placing clear obligations on the employers. Thank you.
And what about the timing now? Let's say the offense happened yesterday. Is there like a limited timing that I should report the case to, or the incident can happen today and probably report next week? Can I not be found?
So in terms of reporting, there's no time limit on reporting. However, if you're going to report maybe bullying and you want compensation for it, there you can encounter a prescription issue where if you want maybe to be compensated money. So if you take it to the CCMA, you have, I think, 10 working days to take it to the CCMA. And if you fail at the CCMA, you also have a certain amount of time that you must escalate it to the labor court. So there's always time bars. But when it comes to any sexual harassment, there is no time bar there. There's no prescription. So any sexual misconduct, any sexual violation that you may feel as an individual, there is legislation that promotes declarations at any time in your life. And that's why we had the Harvey Weinstein cases in America. America does have prescription laws, but in South Africa, we don't have such prescription laws. We saw it with R. Kelly, and in this side, we saw it with who's this guy that just came back from prison, Pitch Black Afro.
And what if now the employee, the person that they're supposed to be reporting this workplace bullying or harassment, is the same person who is actually doing this harassment? Because you said it must be internal before going external.
Yeah, those are tricky. So the ideal situation is that you have an HR person internally and you can go to HR, and hopefully it's not the HR person too. But should the internal processes fail you, then you can approach the CCMA directly.
Okay. And at the CCMA, which processes can I follow there?
So it's literally a form that you can download or fetch at the CCMA. You fill out that form and it's very quick. You will have your hearing within 2 weeks. The CCMA does then appoint a commissioner for you. And then the commissioner, without any lawyers, it's an informal process. You just have to state your facts at the date of the hearing, and the employer states their effects, and the commissioner, one, decides what happens. You can either, the first leg is to have a mediation. As I said, the first prize would be to reconcile the two parties. And if that fails, you then have an arbitration phase where now a decision is happening. They can enforce that the workplace must change their policies to ensure that the working environment is suitable for all the employees. And they can also ensure that you get compensated, or if you are dismissed because of an unfair harassment or discrimination, then they can reinstate you.
Wow. No, thank you so much. Kia, I would really appreciate some enlightenment on this one, because it's an issue that we've seen in workplaces. We are seeing all these issues, and how can now you as Mlambo attorneys assist someone who's going through workplace bullying and harassment?
Yeah, so we do a holistic picture. So what we do is employment equity training for your employers. So therein, we tell you about the policies that you must implement, tell you about the workplace environment that you must foster and what the employer's obligations are. But when employees also face situations that are intolerable in the workplace, we then can liaise or create a bridge between your employer and yourself. If you're taken through, if you want to lay a grievance, we can help you how to draft your grievance and also then ask for the necessary documentation. However, with employment laws, there's a caution against bringing in third parties. So internal grievances and the CCMA, the first stage, there's mostly no legal representatives, because then it becomes a fight more than the two parties trying to reconcile.
Yes. Wow. Yes. No, definitely. Thank you so much. Because of timing, Kia, you have to forgive me for our technical issues here. We really need to go to Quebec, but again, unfortunately, because of time, I see Valela. Maybe before we let you go, how can we find Mlambo attorneys? On the
socials. I'll leave that to OT.
Yes, OT.
OT is our social girl.
Hi, guys. So you can contact us on our work line. It's 010-502-1026. And you can follow us on our socials at LinkedIn, Mlambo & Associates, Instagram, Mlambo & Associates, and TikTok, Mlambo & Associates. And you can also email us at info@mlambo&associates. And the following week, on the 12th of November, we will be continuing this discussion, but particularly a very important topic that Gia touched on, social media and how harassment and bullying can take place there.
Wow.
So that is our next topic.
Looking forward to that one, OT. Thank you so much once again, OT and Kia Leboha, for joining us on MET Radio. Kia Leboha. Yeah, let me say it correctly. Kia Leboha. Thank you so much for joining us on MET Radio. Really appreciate your time. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Kia Leboha.
Thank you. That is Okia and OT joining us on MUT Radio, Abagwe Mlambo & Associates.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.